Mr. Chairman, my name is Dick Swett. That's S-W-E-T-T. And I want to thank you for holding these hearings and also for your attention this evening. As an architect and renewable energy developer from way long before the talk of polar ice caps melting or global climate change were even mentioned, and as a former member of Congress who served on the Public Works and Infrastructure Committee and on the Science and Technology Committee, and as a member of the New Hampshire Clean Tech Council, I have always been interested in the intersection of design aesthetics, power production, environmental protection, and economic profitability. My work today continues to combine these four components in what I hope are balanced and practical, yet beautiful solutions. The Northern Pass is a challenging project to consider when these requirements are applied to it. Yet I believe that there is a way to balance all and do that in harmony. This project will be a long enduring source of power for many years to come, and for that reason we should take the long view and make sure that it over time does nothing to diminish the aesthetics of our beautiful state. That long timeline also enables us to recoup its profits and to spread out the costs over time as well. For these reasons, I rise to contribute my voice to those who would like to see the line buried for the entire distance through the North Country. The economics have been proven feasible in our neighboring states of Vermont and Maine. Burying the line would leave our wilderness a pristine wilderness without the imposition of horrendously ugly towers cutting across the landscape, and would minimize the environmental impact. Over time, perhaps a little longer than has originally been planned, revenue would be recouped and profits would not diminish to unacceptable levels. At the same time, I believe that the developers should show a commitment to New Hampshire's ability to self-generate power, renewable power, in the North Country, and provide a way to help it get to market in the southern tier of the state. I know there is talk of Northern Pass providing economic support for the upgrade of the COAS loop, which would enable the green power produced in the North Country to make its way to the south. I encourage the commitment of support to be realized, and for the sake of our local economy and our commitment to our natural habitat. It is a small price to pay that will enable our great state of New Hampshire to self-generate power using its own resources. This will not only make us more reliant, this will make us less reliant on energy from over our border. It will enable us to produce a greater economic churn from every dollar spent on energy that is spent within our state borders. In some cases, generating economic activity over six times its original value. The New Hampshire Clean Tech Market Report, dated in February of 2015, states on page 15 that, quote, if New Hampshire could achieve the kind of relatively more efficient relationship between total energy expenditures and the economic activity as Massachusetts, which happens to be one of the leaders in New England and in the nation in clean tech, then New Hampshire citizens and businesses would have spent $2 billion less on energy in 2012 for the same level of economic output. And where would that $2 billion have gone? Mostly back into the state's economy and other areas, boosting producers of other goods and services and incentivizing job creation. End quote. Northern Pass, I have 15 seconds. Northern Pass can help make this happen through its support of that upgrade of the COAS loop. In conclusion, let me say that the beauty of our natural environment is central to our economic well-being as we share it with all who come to visit our beautiful state. We need to protect our environment and at the same time allow for utilization of our natural resources for the generation of power that creates more than light in the night. It creates employment for the many more people than far more many more people than will be employed by Northern Pass long after it's been built. The balancing of these points will allow profits to be realized by all parties concerned. The economy will be strengthened and the future of our state will remain bright. I encourage the burial of the Northern Pass Line and the upgrade of the Coos Loop for these reasons. Thank you very much.